Hello, hello, hello. It is Antoinette, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, coming to you on Tech Talk Tuesday. That's right, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. we will be talking technology. Do you want to talk about podcasting? Do you want to talk about blogging? Do you want to talk about vlogging? How about Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook? Whatever it is that you want to talk about, I want to talk about it too. I am the boomer who blogs with a millennial mind, and I'm learning each and every day. So here on Tech Talk Tuesday, we're going to talk about technology. And my favorite topic is always going to be your favorite topic. Or should I say, your favorite topic will always be my favorite topic. You know what? You can find and follow me on all my social media platforms. Just use the hashtag Delaware Blogger and I'll pop up all over the place. Again, this is Antoinette from Tech Talk Tuesday podcast. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Hello and welcome to Tech Talk Tuesday. That's right, it's Tech Talk Tuesday and it's also Christmas Eve. So happy holidays to all that are celebrating, and I want to wish you and yours a beautifully blessed day. So today on Christmas Eve, Tech Talk Tuesday, we're going to talk about driving traffic to your blog. That's right, driving traffic to your blog. If you are a new blogger or an established blogger, you know that we're always trying to get eyes and ears on our blog, and there's many ways in which to do so. So today we're just going to talk about a few of them. One, the most obvious, is just to tell your family and your friends, your colleagues and your customers that you are a blogger, that you have a blog, and make sure that you have that URL in your email closing so that they can just click and read. Another great way is to share it on social media. Yes, that's obvious, but a lot of people don't realize that including posts on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even LinkedIn, if your blog post is business related, is also another great way to promote your blog. So include those in your daily posts. Links. Link your URL to your blog wherever and whenever you can, in your emails, in your social media profiles, on your business cards, on your websites, and any other time that you are promoting your blog, anytime that you are reading other blogs, make sure that you are promoting yours as well. And comment. Make sure that you're commenting on other bloggers so they know you're out there, and leave more than one word comment. Leave a sentence or two. Make the person curious to find out who you are, and then they'll go back and read your blogs as well. If you're creating content, you've heard the term evergreen. That's right. Evergreen content is something that stays relevant for a long period of time. Now, for example, it is now the holidays, so there's a lot of posts out there about the holidays, but that's not going to be what people want to read about in April. So if you're creating posts, you know, health, wellness, you know, ways to make things life easier, that's evergreen content. So you can promote that, not just one and done. You can promote it on the day that it's published, weeks, months, even years from now. So create a lot of evergreen content and promote it. You know, when you get that brain drain and you don't know what to write, you can always pull up an older post and share it. When you are online, you don't have to be on every social media platform out there. I know I say that. I know I don't do that because I'm out there. But stick with the ones that are more popular with your readers, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or Pinterest. So just concentrate on them and promote it there. And when you are posting your blog, change up the titles when you're promoting on social media. So if today's post, for example, my post today, or actually my post yesterday, was 5 favorite Christmas songs. So when I posted it, I asked someone, you know, tell me what your favorite 5 Christmas songs were. And then, you can promote it again and say, go to the blog, leave your post to share one song, or maybe ask Alexa to play a song. She's always listening. So share your post and use different titles. Also, when you're sharing your post, sharing it multiple times on different platforms. Like I said previously, you don't have to be on every platform, but if you are promoting it, make sure that you're promoting it not just on Facebook, that you're promoting it on Twitter, maybe on Pinterest as well. And change up the picture. When you're posting your blog, your URL, and you're changing up the title, also change up the image. You can create different images, or if there's different images that's already in your blog post, that way people are seeing a different image each time. Track your results. Take a look at your Google Analytics. See what time people are reading your posts. See when the activity levels are highest. And even if you have a business page for your blog, which I highly recommend, you can check your insights to see at what time people are actually reading, sharing, and then you'll know what time to put, to promote your blog posts. Do you have an email list? Make sure you create a newsletter with your top 5 posts of the month. Try that once a month. Get people interested as well. And if you are blogging and you want to share with others, have you thought about doing guest posts, accepting guest posts, or even using interviews? Because people will share your blog posts if they are featured on your blog, right? So accept those guest posts. Take a look at them. See what if they fit your niche, if it's something that your readers would be interested in, accept the guest post. And then that way, not only are you sharing it with your current audience, but your contributor will be sharing it with his or her audience. And finally, blog more often. I know life happens, you don't have time, but you know what? If you are blogging at least 2 to 3 times a week, you're going to have enough content to be out there, to be shareable, to reuse. Remember, if it's evergreen, you can reuse. Now, that is just a few tips, and I'm working on my Basic Blogging for Beginners book, and I'm going to have lots of other tips in there, but I just wanted to come to you today on this Christmas Eve and say happy holidays, and also, it's Tech Talk Tuesday, so head over to DellBlogger.com, that's right, DellBlogger.com, and tell me what your 5 favorite Christmas songs are. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, coming to you on Tech Talk Tuesday. See you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you all for listening into Tech Talk Tuesday, where we come every Tuesday at 2 o'clock to talk all things technology. We can talk about blogging, podcasting. We can talk about Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Snapchat, or the Gram. Whatever the case may be, let me know and we will see if we can get it on Tech Talk Tuesday. Now, if you'd like a topic to talk about on Tech Talk Tuesday, send an email to techtalktuesday@gmail.com. That's right, techtalktuesday@gmail.com. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger.